to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live and on the air. How you doing today, Deb?
Hey, Jack Munson. It seems like I've talked to you a lot recently. How is that?
Yes.
I love Social Geek Radio nights. So even if I only get to talk to you once a week, it's like, yay, get to talk to
once
Jack
a week is more than I talk to most of my family members, it seems like,
it's
anymore.
To say but the same thing.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing. Yeah. Well, welcome to Social Geek Radio. Typically, as our regular listeners know, we do a little segment called Geek It Out, where we talk about something new and exciting in the world of technology or digital marketing or social media. But today we had a discussion with some friends that we wanted to invite all of our listeners to participate in. And I thought it might be interesting to have tonight's special guest actually join us right away for this discussion about the appropriateness of social media and digital advertising posting with some current events happening. So I'd like to welcome to the show right away Jamie Isaacs, the founder and CEO of All Points Public Relations. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm really well, Jack and Deb. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Jamie. Good to have you. Always good to have you. So, you know, Jack and I were, as he mentioned, talking about this the other day, and there's so much that's been going on. And, you know, I'm here in the Houston area, and the rain just doesn't want to stop, and you know, we're still trying to deal with Harvey, even though Harvey was, it seems like, months ago, and it really wasn't, but it just keeps going on. And then we had Maria and the Puerto Rico, and of course we had the terrible event in Las Vegas. But one of my questions to Jack the other day was, when do we stop posting good things on our social media post? You know, life goes on, and should we not show that part of it? And then the other piece is, as businesses, we have this asked to us all the time, when do we stop advertising? You know, so I'm just going to throw that out to the two of you. It's like, what should the protocol be? How should we as social media professionals deal with all of this for our clients?
Yeah, Jamie, has this ever come up with any of your clients that you know, a national tragedy happens and they want to stop the promotions, or maybe you recommend stopping the promotions at some point? Have you had that conversation before?
So we've certainly had it, you know, on a regular basis with our clients on a more local level. On a national level, I've had the unique vantage point of having been in the news, actually working in the news when these things happen. Princess Diana, 9/11, I was working for. You know, some pretty significant news events, Columbine and various others, having worked in it. And those are national events that when you work in, everything else is put on hold from a news standpoint, and even the local news is working to tie that into the national scope. When it comes to social media today and actually being a broadcaster, right, because that's how I look at everybody today. You're your own broadcaster now on a national level. That needs to be taken into consideration, and it depends on the scope of your business. Are you a national brand? Are you a local store? Should you stop everything because you're a local store? Probably not. If I'm in Las Vegas right now, I'm being considerate of that because the majority of the victims are from Las Vegas or the general area. And I'm probably being considerate of that, and I'm going to stop some form of social media that's seemingly, you know, unaware of, you know, what's happening right around your neighborhood. And that would just be, you know, it would be unrealistic to continue that kind of marketing on a local level and offensive, frankly, too.
Right.
So you have that as kind of your barometer. But if I'm in, you know, where I live here in Chicago in a neighborhood and I'm marketing my small business, I'm probably not going to halt marketing that promotion on social media or what I do day to day. Now, from a brand standpoint on a national level, I'm going to address the national issue. probably in some kind of sentimental graphic and post. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to probably continue marketing as I had planned, on a national level, depending on the business that you're in and your saturation in Las Vegas. That would be my recommendation. Now, I think the national level of this, things are pre-planned. I mean, it's really hard to just turn something off. In fact, I'm watching the coverage of the tragedy in Las Vegas, and it happened at a concert. And I'm not joking. I'm watching it on the Today Show. They preempted the local news in Chicago. And the commercial coming out of this coverage of Las Vegas is Katy Perry's new concert tour. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like we're watching what just happened at a concert. And the next commercial coming out of the coverage is Katy Perry's launch of her concert tour and buy tickets for Chicago. And I'm thinking, man, that's really bad timing. But there's nothing probably anybody could have done because those things are pre-booked for weeks and days. Sure. And so it's really hard to just flip the switch off on marketing.
The cost of making a change is – aside from lost opportunity to reach those people getting that message, I mean, you can't just call NBC and say, stop the Katy Perry commercials this morning. I think there was a day and time where we could do that. But with today's digital advertising and everything being programmatic and pre-programmed, I think it's impossible unless it's some extreme circumstances, right?
Well, and when you think about the network that digital marketing is occurring over, I mean, Jack, you know this better than anybody. I mean, when it comes to those pay-per-click kind of ads too, you're relying on a lot of different minds and brains to get that thing turned off, depending on how many networks you're out across and how many people have to be involved in touching all that to make sure that it happens appropriately. And then to use an industry term, but to traffic it properly and make sure that it's all kind of, you know, recorded and then to pick it back up and start to charge appropriately for, you know, the time down and then the time back up. I mean, that's tough on a lot of levels. I guess it gets a little bit easier using pay-per-click because you can probably flip it off and only charge the client as they get clicks. But, you know, the complications are there. And nonetheless, I think, you know, I would want to be respectful of the national situation and consider your brand appropriately. You know, what we do from a PR standpoint, we had about a half an hour discussion about how we handle what we were doing for our clients. Mm-hmm. and communicating with the press in that regard. And, you know, is it a great day to be pitching national media from a PR standpoint? Is it, should, you know, what are we doing in terms of all the work that we had going in Las Vegas? How long do we take off that sort of, media outreach? And so from a social media standpoint as well, we emailed all of our clients and said, we're suggesting this kind of thoughtful post just to show that we have this care and concern. Here's what we'd like to do for you. And to a client, I mean, they all gave us the go ahead on that. We do social media for some clients that have outlets in Las Vegas and that we do their local pages in Las Vegas. And we said, we recommend not posting, you know, $2 off your, you know, your hamburger today.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, from a content standpoint, there were some considerations made because of Las Vegas, and certainly that needs to be the case. In a more advertising landscape, I think that becomes a little more difficult, but certainly I'm sure it's accomplishable if you have the right people behind it to flip it off in Las Vegas. But on a national level, I probably would not have turned it off.
Yeah, and I think the same could be said for all of the other horrible stories from the past two or three weeks, whether it's in Puerto Rico or Florida or Texas with all of the hurricanes and floods, that it probably isn't smart to spend a lot of advertising dollars in some of those places while there's a hurricane or a flood happening. But you can't, and this is my point to a client this week, you really can't turn it off on a national basis even if it is the most horrible story you can think of, and there's not much worse than what happened in Vegas, but what are you going to do if it happens again next week? And then the week after that, there's another flood. And then the week after that, there's another shooting. And, you know, it just seems like we're never going to get to a week where there isn't some big, huge, terrible story happening. That's just the world that we're in right now. And if we don't advertise and market and get our messages out and communicate with customers when the news is bad, we may be out of luck. You know, there's not a whole lot of weeks that go by without some big bad news story. So I think maybe we're all just a little bit more jaded than we were 15 years ago, but I think that's just the reality of all of us as news consumers and media consumers these days.
Yep. From a preparation standpoint, it is important to have a plan B at all given times. And that's something that we work with our clients on, actually. When the horrific happens, how do you make decisions? And from a marketing standpoint, whether it's a digital campaign, social media, and so on and so on, public relations, you know, you name it. Have a plan, know who the decision makers are, and put it into action when the unexpected happens, whether it's a national, local, you know, wherever that might be occurring, have decision makers that know what to do.
Very well
very
stated.
Good advice. Yeah, very good.
And I love the idea of having a specific plan for the location or the local region where that big news story is happening, in this case this week. It was Las Vegas, and you had some customers with franchisees or outlets or locations in Las Vegas. So you had a specific plan for the local folks, and that kind of gets us into the full topic that we wanted to bring you on the show today to talk about, and that's policies for franchisees when it comes to social media. So. Jamie, give us a little background on All Points and some of the social media work that you're doing and how this sort of led you into having policies for franchise systems.
Sure. Well, All Points is a public relations agency that focuses on franchise organizations. All of our clients are franchisors, and we work directly with their franchisees, typically through that relationship with the franchisor. Public relations today is extremely integrated. The discipline has evolved so much, and what's expected of public relations agencies goes far beyond what may be in a lot of people's minds, which is maybe write some press releases and get some publicity. Today, public relations involves a heck of a lot of digital media, a ton of social media, a lot of content creation, web development, graphic design work. There's a lot put on public relations agencies today, and the expectations are there. We're just as disciplined and focused on the industry of public relations, actually, and perfecting our art and involvement in public relations associations as we are in franchise associations. So we're trying to stay cutting edge. And when it comes to social media, you know, the expectation is there on PR firms because of their ability to write and match that with the visual, which is everything that media is, right? Match the visual to the words or vice versa. Sometimes it's even moving video. So that's why the expectations are there on PR firms and why we're so immersed in social media.
I've always said my favorite people for writing social media posts and creating social media ads are people who are trained or come from a PR background. Number one reason, they know how to write. So that's true. Always been my preference for people to work with as well.
Well, you're talking to a stickler when it comes to writing, having been a working journalist myself for, you know, the better part of the first decade of my career, being in the media does help, you know, get great writing, and certainly being in PR has a big focal point on writing too. But I can assure you there are bad writers in PR as well.
But though
you just won't find them at All Points.
I just don't stand for them, but they do exist.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. So when it comes to franchisees, tell us some things that we can take away when it comes to creating social media policies, because when you've got a franchise system with local franchisees across the country, they are probably not trained in the art of public relations, or they're not great writers and they're not great content creators. They're business people and they're business owners. So where do you come in with the policy, and what are some things that we should do to set up first?
Sure. And I think we need to really identify, what we're, for your listeners, what we're talking about, because you have really two elements when it comes to social media today. You kind of have the pieces that look like advertisements, mm-hmm. and you have the pieces that read and look more like content. So on our side, we're doing both. We do paid advertising. So there's a paid component to social media. And then there is obviously the owned component to social media, which is more organic in nature. So you have the two elements, and we do both of them, because some of our clients, especially when we involve their franchisees, don't have the budgets necessarily to put towards paid social media. So just with that as the backdrop, I'd like the listeners to kind of understand that typically when it comes to social media, you really have two options. But from a business standpoint, if you want anyone to see your message, you better be prepared to pay something, because the social media platforms have monetized the entire platform. So keep that in mind. But when it comes to policy, franchisors have, for the longest time kind of put everything into their FDD, right? Mm-hmm. That what it says and what it pretends to do is what the franchisees should and abide by. And some franchises have put social media policy into the franchise disclosure document. It's not that common, but it has been done. And I assume it's going to get more and more common. But from a policy standpoint, let's just leave it there. Let's talk about it from a policy standpoint. You should have several kind of considerations as you discuss with your franchisees what can and shouldn't be done, what should and shouldn't be done. I think it's brand specific, though. A brand that's in the commercial cleaning industry is going to have different policy in place as compared to a brand that is maybe a healthy food concept. Let's just use those two as a barometer, because I think that a healthy food concept's ability on a local level to have great social media can drive people into their store every day, right? If you have great visuals, great facts, infographics about the benefits of eating your menu items, or, client customer testimonials about how good they feel because they just had that smoothie or just had that, organic fruit bowl or whatever the case is,
right?
They're dependent on social media. Mm-hmm. And, same with maybe an art studio, right? Dependent on social media, and business is driven by the use of social media more than any other marketing platform, whether it be direct mail or television advertising, billboards, whatever the case might be. These things are inherent in marketing their business and driving traffic. The policies that are needed for those that need to be taken into consideration are the type of photos that are used, what they call their page, if it's, a branded page, how have they actually labeled their page? What graphics are they using? What words are they choosing? Can they write their own content? Do they have to take content from their social media firm, from the corporate office? How often can they post on their own versus what's going to be provided to them? Do they have to spend money on social media? If they post something that is, that reflects negatively on the brand, what are the ramifications of that? So all of this needs to be taken into consideration for the policy of a brand that is more consumer focused and dependent on social media. Now take that commercial cleaning concept and what platform they're using. And that's another thing that needs to be written into the social media policy. What platforms do you require them to do, or suggest they do, or require that they do not do. Okay.
And right away, you're creating a living, breathing social media policy, because platforms and things like that are going to change somewhat frequently.
Absolutely. I mean, the policy, first of all, rules are meant to be broken. So,
definitely if they're franchisees.
But think about this, okay, and the game changes, as you're mentioning, but if you have a franchisee who, you know, let's say you've outlawed Snapchat, let's just say, but you have a franchisee who is incredible at, you know, social media and can do this on their own, and you want to be a little lenient with that one, you know, it's something to consider if it, you know, kind of unleashes something that you don't want to happen within your franchise system because all these other franchisees want to jump on it, then don't do it. But, mm-hmm. you know, the policy is a great starting point for where you go as an organization when it comes to social media usage. And it is absolutely necessary to have policy in written form that your franchisees can learn at their discovery days or training, and then that gets evolved as the months and I mean, literally weeks maybe go by. So take that commercial cleaning franchise and compare that to a more consumer focused franchise. And the commercial cleaning one, I mean, they're going to go heavier on the LinkedIn platform maybe because it's a B2B franchise. It's focused on, you know, decision makers that want to, you know, keep their facilities looking clean. Facebook is ubiquitous and a lot of people use it. But when it comes to targeting, you know, maybe the concept considers LinkedIn the way to go. And then you have to think about, you know, who are the owners in this compared to a more consumer focused franchise? You know, are these owners people that are going to take the time to post, or are they more operators and salespeople that are focused on selling their service instead of running their business on a day-to-day business basis at their retail location? So, you know, all that needs to be taken into consideration. Who are the type of franchisees that are running it? What is the business model? How is it situated? And after all those things are taken into consideration, you start to write your policy and develop the plan around that.
I love it. And I love the idea of you know, bringing this to the forefront at Discovery Day. I think there's, you know, everybody wants their portion of the discussion to take place at Discovery Day. But I think having that as part of the discussion on Discovery Day, you know, what you're going to be doing in social media, what some of the policies are. I think 5 years ago, that was maybe a novelty. I think now it's a necessity.
It is. And when you think about the type of franchise models that are out there, okay, the consideration is, do we even allow every franchisee to have their own social media pages, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. do we just have one branded page, okay, for each of the platforms? Do we let them have, or I don't want to say it that way, but do they have their own social media pages? And do we kind of manage it for them, mm-hmm. give them the content, post for them? Do we have, you know, different levels of participation? Some will do it themselves. We'll do it for others. We'll always post. Others, the franchisees can supplement with it. So, you know, I can't say that one is better than the next. I used to believe that one branded page was the best way to go per platform versus franchisees having their own. I honestly used to believe that maybe 5-6 years ago. But as local store marketing has taken shape and the benefits of having local pages go, I think that is 100% the way to go. But you have to have policy in place and it has to be followed. And there has to almost be a watchdog, right? Those sort of monitoring tools in place too. So yeah. It gets more complicated the bigger system you have, I would say, in terms of that monitoring and you know, watchdog kind of approach, but it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you on the location pages. You know, my policy's always been Facebook, Google+, maybe one or two others. You've got to have a local page because it's going to, you know, affect your your Google My Business. It's going to affect your SEO. It's going to affect several other things that have really nothing to do with, you know, promotions on Facebook. Other platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you can have that discussion. But I think especially for Facebook, you've got to be local. And I think we've seen that discussion move from is it local or is it national to it's local, but now who's in charge, right? Is it like you're saying, is it a good policeman who's monitoring the traffic and monitoring the flow? Or in some cases, it's just the corporate brand is creating and posting and speaking on behalf of everyone, though it's through a local page. So I think we've moved into a better area in the overall franchise social media discussion that we're all thinking local. Now it's really about how do we accomplish that. So your policies are going to be more important as I think more people are actually doing this at a local level now.
Absolutely. Just given the power that is contained within that individual social media page, you know, it needs direction, because a lot of times the franchisees that are becoming part of your system, you know, for better or worse, maybe they're stronger on the operation side than they are on the marketing side.
Sure.
And or perhaps, you know, they've been out of the corporate or business world for a number of years and haven't been able to keep pace with it, which I assume is the vast majority of professionals out there. excuse me. So I believe that you hit the nail on the head, meaning as the importance of that page grows in terms of our ability to market off of it, you know, the policy is more and more necessary.
Jamie, we've got just a few minutes left, and I should mention this is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's very special guest is Jamie Isaacs of All Points PR, talking about current events and social media policy for your franchisees and locations. Jamie, any other further sort of high-level thoughts on policies and things that you really want our listeners to think about as they're developing policies and implementing those policies?
Communicate often when it comes to this. I would recommend celebrating social media successes in your franchise system as to create that image for others to follow. And, you know, let your franchisees know what works and doesn't work from your perspective and from the experts around you who can give you that perspective. This happens in the moment, social media. It happens instantaneously. There's no other marketing like it. So it's not like on a monthly basis you give your franchisees some new advertisements to use. This is a daily endeavor on social media. We've seen some pretty damaging items posted to social media by franchisees. We've also seen some pretty incredible things happen on social media by franchisees. I'll give you two examples. Same brand, as a matter of fact, and I'm not going to mention the brand name, but a franchisee of an art and wine concept posted, they have bachelorette parties at their studios in a lot of cases, and they posted to it, let's just say, a cake shaped in something that absolutely should not have been posted to social media. And what
Jamie,
that brand
I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you describe it further?
No, I can't.
Please don't.
And then, same brand, a franchisee took a marketing promotion that was provided to them. We have given them the idea for this marketing promotion and had created many graphics and posts for it, for the franchisees to use and for us to post on their behalf. And a franchisee went a step further and created this really dynamic video shot in their studio by the franchisee themselves. It just kind of took the idea to a whole new level because they used video and they talked about it from the heart because it's kind of a philanthropic event. And it absolutely shot their promotion into the next stratosphere because they thought at a higher level about what they could do to extend the promotion. So, as these social media platforms continue to grow in importance, the communication behind that from a franchisor standpoint is imperative to share what works and to, you know, kind of dissuade other things that might not be, brand positive. And so it's just something to keep in mind. Yeah. That's my last piece of advice on that.
Very good advice. Always communicate often. Jamie, where are we going to see you and All Points PR in the upcoming weeks at various franchise events?
Sure. I love the franchise family. Such a friendly group to be a part of. And I think, you know, getting to know you and Deb, you know, Jack and Deb, it's been a wonderful relationship we've had over the years, and really appreciate, you know, this opportunity. And, you know, I'm looking forward to spending the next 6 months among the franchise family, because there's a lot coming up.
Yeah, there is.
In addition to several client conferences, which are really popping up quite often right now, I will be at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference, which I really enjoy, in Atlanta coming up. I will be at our favorite event of the year, Frantech, following that, which is a wonderful one in San Diego, and excited about how that conference has continued to evolve and what it's become. And I'm excited for the awards that we'll be giving out there to the best of the best in digital marketing this year. So if you're a listener and haven't gotten your attendee registration done yet, make sure you do that. It's in San Diego, for goodness sakes. Why miss it?
Right. And I want to mention too, Jamie has single-handedly really taken this awards at the Frantech event to the next level. This is something that kind of started off as just, you know, sort of an idea of, hey, we should have some technology awards for franchise systems. And now we've got some serious brands really sharing some awesome things that they're doing. And Jamie, I think you've done a fantastic job managing this awards program. So,
thanks so much. I think that, you know, the full committee, you know, that then the subcommittee on this, the marketing and innovation committee, and then the subcommittee on the awards has been great to work with, and the people at the IFA who are part of this should get some recognition for it too. I'm not afraid to say that even Chick-fil-A submitted this year, and they weren't a winner, incredibly.
Wow.
So
wow. That's –
Yeah. And so the winners have been alerted to who they are, but we haven't announced them yet formally. But I will say that we had some blue-chip brands submit their nominations this year.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's great. That'd be worth watching.
And a quick plug for Frantech then, if you are on the fence, if you're able to get there, it is the 19th and 20th of October in San Diego at the Westin San Diego. Check out franchise.org for more details and even some last minute registration.
Yes, and those blue chippers will tell you how they have had their marketing successes this year. Great people to learn from, and even emerging brands presenting too on how they've had their successes. Besides that, I'll be at the Restaurant Finance and Development Conference in November, which is always a great one, November 13th through the 15th in Las Vegas. And I really enjoy that conference too. That's kind of industry level. And of course it all leads up to early February and the IFA convention, which All Points always has a big presence at, and we'll be unleashing we have kind of an annual marketing campaign that launches at the IFA convention. And so we're excited to release that, and stay tuned. Check out, Franchising World in December for our new campaign that we're really excited about.
You know, Jack, Jamie's just full of teasers tonight.
I know. He's a PR guy.
It's all good.
He's a PR guy, for crying out loud. Of course he's going to.
Fabulous job.
He's going to make us go to his website to check this out. Jamie, the couple minutes we have left, if somebody is seriously interested in checking out what you guys are doing, or maybe having a conversation with you privately with some questions, what's the best way for them to reach All Points, and what's the best way for them to reach you?
Well, since we're on this show, I'm going to say LinkedIn.
Yeah, there you go.
All right? I'm a social geek too. Let's stick with LinkedIn. You can find me on there. I'm always posting videos, and I'm a regular contributor with some of the long form posts and otherwise. And great way to connect would be through LinkedIn. So you can find me as Jamie, I-Z-A-K-S. Jamie, I-Z-A-K-S.
Jamie, I have to tell you, you posted something the other day and it was talking about, and it was on LinkedIn, like, you know, are you not blogging on your own website? It's like, oh my God, he just challenged me. And I went right to my website and had to write something. So I do read your stuff, and LinkedIn is usually where I follow most of your posts. So you're
cool.
You've got me challenged. I got to keep up with Jamie.
Well, it's just a factor of marketing well, and I think LinkedIn is a great place to be to do it. Actually, from you got to market yourself and you got to market your business, and,
right.
And I think LinkedIn's a wonderful way to do that.
Absolutely, well said, my friend. Thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio, Jamie Isaacs, All Points PR. We will see you at Frantech and some other places in the very near future. Thanks for joining Social Geek tonight.
Awesome. Thank you guys, Jack and Deb.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.